Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from February 2017, Selena discussed different forms of love and ways to bring more love into personal life and into the world.
Welcome to Nature Folk. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore enhancing love in life as part of a celebration of Valentine's Day. And in Circle Talk, the podcast also produced by Circle Sanctuary that follows Nature Folk, we will be having a special show, Love, Friendship, and Romance in the Cards and Divination. And Circle Sanctuary ministers David and Jeanette Ewing will be interviewing Circle Sanctuary minister and professional tarot card and oracle card reader, Reverend Mary Amari Powers. So we have a special two shows in a row tonight for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, where did this festival come from? Some people call it a greeting card invention, but actually its roots go back to ancient times, in particular ancient Roman pagan times. And another name for this time of year is the Lupercalia. It was a time in the month of February, a month that was the last month of the year, because for most of the time within the Roman Empire, the new year started in March. And it was a time of getting ready for the coming spring. It was a time celebrating fertility with cavorting in the streets and an honoring of the roots of the Roman founders. And there's lots of legends and lore about the Lupercalia and its connection with Valentine's Day. Certainly, as is the case with other ancient pagan holidays, as Europe became Christianized, some of the old holidays got recycled and got a Christian veneer. There were actually a variety of saints known as Valentine. And some of the lore within Christianity is that Valentine was martyred for performing weddings for Christian couples. Well, whether that's true or not, what's emerged in contemporary times is a bit of the ancient past celebrating couples, connecting romance and love. But tonight, in this first hour of our two-part Valentine's Day special, I'm going to actually take a look at love as a virtue and a principle, in addition to romantic love, which amongst the pagan Greeks was known as Eros. In fact, that was the god of love, often depicted as the winged Cupid with the arrow and bow. In addition to Eros, there was also a kind of love that is called agape. And not only did ancient pagan Greeks understand different forms of love, some of those old pagan viewpoints have cycled into Christianity and into contemporary times. So in the next few moments, I invite you to find a comfortable place to be. And we're going to begin with a meditation on love. So focus a few moments on the word love. Letting your attention focus on love within you and around you. Calling to mind words, phrases, symbols, experiences that are connected with the word love. Calling to mind facets of love. Connecting with divine love and love of the divine. What divine forms are central to your own spiritual practice? Goddesses, gods, ancestors, nature spirits, elementals, places, pantheons, virtues, concepts. Reflect for the next few moments on love of the divine. And then shift your focus to some other dimensions of love. A loving connection with your home. With the locale where your home is located. Loving connection with the bioregion, with the country, with the continent, with the planet. Spending a few moments honoring and appreciating and feeling a loving connection with the community of life that is planet Earth, with the environment as a whole. With the environment as sacred elements, the air and atmosphere, the land, the waters. Sources of energy, the inner connecting, force that connects us with each other, with plants and creatures, with nature in diversity, nature as one. And expand your loving awareness and connection now from planet Earth to that larger cosmos that is nature, our planet within the solar system, within the spiral of the Milky Way galaxy, within the much larger universe, the cosmos. Spend a few moments experiencing loving awareness. Expanding and connecting with the universe. And then shifting your focus to the here and now. To love in various configurations and networks that you have with other humans. Focusing on love of community. Calling to mind various types of communities that you are part of. Spiritual community. Community in the workplace. Community of learning. Community that is neighborhood. Community in cyberspace. Call to mind your connections with community. And your connections with love. With those organizations and individuals that you connect with in community ways. And we focus on love with family and friends, support networks, calling to mind those we love, have loved, that are in our family of origin. And family of choice, honoring various friends, close friends, colleagues, co-workers, others experiencing your connection with love and relationship, mutual support. Of loved ones, ones you love, ones who love you. Calling to mind the love of those who are part of your daily life in your household. Not only humans, but creatures, companion animals, if they are part of your household, plants, experiencing appreciation and connection. And if you have a significant other or others that are part of your romantic and or marital life, reflecting a few moments on love and connection, depth of love, endurance of love, romantic love, marital love. Spending a few moments celebrating love of many types that are in your life, and then spending some time reflecting on yourself, a loving awareness, unconditional love for yourself just as you are, appreciation, self-esteem, connecting with the deep soul part of yourself, the essence of who you are in this life. That soul, that spirit, that is beyond this life. That part of you that resonates with the divine. The divine as love. Reflecting on love now. In specific ways, love as multifaceted. Love within us, love around us. Expressing love, receiving love. And as we conclude our meditation on this Valentine's Day, as the world in many places turns human attention to love. Hearts, flowers, and other symbols of support and connection. Let us spend some time focusing on the world being a more loving, harmonious, inclusive, peaceful, healthy place. Love consciousness becoming more predominant with individuals and groups the world over. Loving blessings. So mote it be. So we focus on some dimensions of love, our connections with love, and with those we love, and those who love us. In the second part of our time together, I'd like to share some ways to enhance love consciousness within one's own life as part of spiritual practice. All of us has love within us, but we may find that through some spiritual rituals, meditations, affirmations, chants, and other work, that we can become more attuned to love, and in so doing, help ourselves, help others, and help the larger circle of nature of which we are a part evolve, be balanced, and healthy. Spending some time each day calling connections to mind, such as we did in this meditation. Awareness of the connections, appreciation, and having loving thoughts about those connections. Some work with love in connection with imagery and ritual gestures and visualization and chanting involving what some call the heart center. Not only one's physiological heart, but the heart center is considered in many systems that are metaphysical and spiritual as a source and as a place of loving awareness, though indeed love can be throughout our whole being. Spending some time at the beginning of your day as part of a morning spiritual practice, focusing on gratitude and appreciation and sending well wishes to those special that you have connections with in this life, and to the larger world and systems that we are part of. Valentine's Day has had some traditions emerge, especially in the realm of romantic love, where one shows affection to one's partner, to one's friends, through the exchanging of greetings. Sometimes there's gifting. As a reminder and as an opportunity to deepen and strengthen relationship and relationships. But loving consciousness is best practiced on a daily basis. Being able to center oneself, taking deep flow breaths. Those who practice a form of the craft may envision a circle of light around oneself, and then calling into that sacred space. Awareness and connection with the divine as one and in many forms, and with those you seek to remember and send well wishes to. Having a concept of concentric circles can aid the expression of loving consciousness, beginning with those closest to you, and then connecting with the place where you live, the spirit of place, the spirit of your home, not just the geographical location and the structure, but that spiritual dimension that is at the heart of what a home is. Certainly, relationships vary across time and depending on situations and the dance of relatedness in life. The words, "I love you," are powerful for many people. They convey a deep connection. They are a way of expressing genuinely a loving consciousness when said authentically and deeply. Love can be expressed through a smile, through eyes, through gesture, posture, not only verbally, but non-verbally. A technique that I have used in some ceremonies I've facilitated that work on expressing love, not only for others, but being able to love oneself in a healthy, not a narcissistic way, but in a healthy self-regard, is to hold one's hands on one's heart and then open one's hands and arms, letting love flow from the heart into the circle that one is in, then holding hands back to the heart. And in a group of people working on developing connection with love, sharing divine love with each other and the larger world and universe that we're part, this type of ritual gesture can be very powerful. When combined with a chant, with an affirmation, with a song regarding spiritual love, it can enhance that as well. Spending time every day being in a loving, blissful, sacred state of consciousness can aid us in having that awareness and way of being throughout the day and night, throughout our daily lives. One technique that I have done in some of the workshops that I have presented, in especially workshops looking at relationships and relatedness, is to create a great circle as a kind of mandala, and at the very center, starting to put concentric rings, connecting with the divine as a great oneness, and in one or more specific forms, according to the form of spirituality, religion, and or philosophy that you are part of. And as the rings extend out, writing in each of the rings names of those, not only humans, but places and creatures and plants and others that you have a relationship with, that you have a loving consciousness connection with, and continuing on out to become more planetary and more cosmic as you go forth by calling awareness of relationships in different forms, how close you are, as well as recognizing this much larger pattern. This can be a really powerful way of training yourself, of developing healthy habits of loving consciousness. As we look at love and different types of love in the different dimensions of life that were part of this meditation, we can come up with specific ways to strengthen relationship and develop greater understanding. Certainly having as part of daily practice prayers for the planet as a whole, for those doing particular tasks to aid the planet as a whole, can not only be uplifting for oneself personally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and physiologically, but it is a way of joining with others, each in their own ways, across time and around the planet, that are really holding the vision for a healthier world. Another way to enhance love in life is to be aware of toxic encounters and limiting one's intake of toxicity, and indeed doing some clearing and focusing attention on positive things. This is especially important for those of us in some parts of the world, including the United States of America, where there has been conflict, political strife, and the expression of hate and anger, of lies, of greed, and other ways of being that are not only destructive towards others, but towards oneself and to the larger system of nature of which we're all part. I am very active in a number of social justice endeavors. I'm active in environmental work, work for gender equality, work for LGBTQ rights, work for racial equality, working for a more inclusive, harmonious world. In order to do that work, it is important to have information about what's going on, what's happened in the past, what's going on now, and to be in touch with people working to move things in healthier directions. A certain amount of that information gathering can be stressful. And one of the things that I've found is really an important key to keep myself in a centered place, but at the same time being informed, is to make certain that if I'm going to spend an hour or two in reading articles, listening to podcasts, having conversations, watching television, videos, films that are really pointing out realities where there is not a loving consciousness, where there is violence and hate and fear, dishonesty, crime, and other things that are challenges, that I endeavor to spend at least as much time, and ideally double or triple the amount of time, connecting with loving environments, connecting with information that is compassionate, that's uplifting, taking a walk in nature, appreciating nature's beauty, doing meditative work, freeform chanting, singing chants and songs, doing sacred rhythms, movement, being with a group of others focused on healthy, happy, loving consciousness. I think it's also an important thing to pay attention to images that we take in addition to words. Images are a way of gathering information and interacting with concepts and experiences. Having some imagery, it may be photographs of joyful times, of sacred art. It may be videos or some other visuals of things that uplift and inform hope, inform creativity. Having opportunities to co-create with others. Dancing together, singing together, laughing together, sitting silently together. Face to face when possible, but also in cyberspace. One way of enhancing love in life in these various dimensions is to find ways of expressing love of life, love in life, through individual greetings, through presence. As we develop ourselves as spiritual beings, for we are souls in our bodies in this incarnation, and deep within each of us is not only a connection with the divine, but a connection with the divine as love. The more aware that we are of that dimension of ourselves, the more that we spend time resonating with that vibration. Yes, it is there all the time, but when we give it attention, we enhance it, and it becomes more present within ourselves. Certainly, as we think about Valentine's Day and the romance piece, one of the things to keep in mind are levels of affection. And there may be instances of more of a superficial attraction that can deepen and mature into deep, committed, there for you, no matter what's going on, kinds of love. But this kind of relationship love doesn't really happen automatically to most people. Love that's multifaceted with a partner is not only chocolate and roses on Valentine's Day, but finding ways of truly listening, being present, being supportive of that person that is a significant other in your life. And developing trust, good communication skills, being able to not only to be authentic with another, but being in tune so that you have good timing as you connect and express not only daily life things, but talking deep, going into the deeper dimensions of soul touching soul. A really important way of having love in life is in connection with life passages. Not only on special days such as birthdays and anniversaries, Valentine's Day, shared holidays in the society of which we're part of, and for those of us who are pagan, the Sabbaths of the Wheel of the Year, the moons of the moon cycle, being able to connect deeply and to relate on multiple levels at once. A deep, enduring, mature love between two individuals and within a household, within a family, within a friendship circle, a spiritual community, the give and take, the listening, the expression, being able to connect in multiple ways, in the physical, face to face, mental, thoughts, thinking, verbal and nonverbal occasions, energetically, behaviorally, shared activities, emotionally, being there for the range of emotions, spiritually, being able to connect with the sacred that links us all together, the sacred with each other, and to connect at life passage times. The times around birth, conception, pregnancy, childbirth, baby blessing. Life passages of coming of age into adulthood. Loving presence, loving support during that adolescent time, for those adolescents we know, where hormones are shifting, identity is shifting, being an enduring, supportive, loving influence during the transitions as well as rites of passage ceremonies. The passage into adulthood can really help that transition. And life passages of union, engagement, marriage, hand fasting, commitment ceremonies, and anniversaries of that relationship. And passages into the senior years of life. Croning, saging, senioring. And the final passage in life, that of death. Love being a key piece as a loved one is crossing over, having a loving process and presence, unconditional love. For death is like a birth, leaving this world and moving into another dimension. And of course, there are other times in the rhythms of life, sickness, success, graduation, retirement, changing jobs, changing educational processes, moving, love, connecting with that for ourselves, connecting with that with others, a foundational dimension for life processes, for life, for spirituality. So in conclusion, how do we enhance love in life? First of all, recognize there are different types of love. Second of all, recognize that you have love with different individuals and groups. Being aware of those connections. Being able to strengthen that connection with loving process. Third, having intentional reflection on love, meditation and prayer and ritual as part of daily life, as well as special occasions, can enhance love in life. And as one looks into the larger systems that we are part of, spending some time, ideally every day, but making it a practice to hold loving thoughts, not only for those we know, but those who are part of this larger circle of life, circle of nature that we all are part of. Prayer, meditation, ritual, all important. But the most powerful spiritual practice is to have that loving presence that's deep within us, activated throughout our lives, to radiate love, to generate it, to amplify it. So in closing, I wish all of you listening live and those listening later much love, loving blessings. So mote it be.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.